Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, friends, to The Lucky Die. Previously, Laughlin explains the plan to the expanded team. Raoul opens up with a friend about suffering, Squash beats with his boss, and Zoltana is to perform a marriage. The team reunite with long-lost friends to give the news of Omaita's passing, and to travel with them to Dajin's lair. The expanded team makes plans to maximize survival, restore the connection to the gods, and plan for the future. And whilst on the road, Zoltana recruits a ghost with a vendetta against Dajin's cult. What abilities are still available to the devout? Did Fisti go to Bellum or Cicero? And what does a wedding of Zoltana's faith look like? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
As you continue walking through the forest with your entourage of folks and your new ghostly companion, who is giving Emil a very wide berth, the sun is beginning to set properly now. The muddled effect of the light through the trees, it's just making everything dark. The shadows become much longer and that kind of chill wind comes through. Directly ahead of you on the path, what you see is an exceptionally kind of like, been seeing it in the distance for a while now, but now you're much, much closer. You see a hill. It's a very, very tall and very, very steep hill. One would say it's kind of like a cliff, but not quite as bad. And the trees go all the way up it. Directly ahead of you on the path, you see a house. It's not a particularly big house. Maybe a couple of rooms inside, you gather. There's a little like picket fence all the way around the edge, which is in the need of absolute repair. You can see that whatever vegetables are growing are out of control, but clearly somebody lives here. There's a small amount of smoke coming out from the top of this tiny, tiny cottage. Off to the right-hand side of this cottage, you can see, and you've heard it for a while now, this rushing river. Squash, can you make a history check for me?
Oh, no.
It's your house. Dun, dun, dun.
It's too big to be Squash's house. It's like a fucking palace.
Maybe no, someone cast enlarge on it.
Oh. Rolled really well on that one. That's an 18.
You remember passing this house when you came this way with Deacon many, 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 many years ago when you were a small child. He gave it a wide berth. He didn't go anywhere near it. You just saw it off in the distance. And he told you you were maybe 3 hours the most from getting to where he wanted you to be.
Wait, where in my travels with Deacon would that be? Just at some point we like stopped somewhere.
So yeah, okay. As you were traveling through with Deacon, we discussed off cam a while back about the fact that you stopped at a village as you were passing your way through. And there was a dwarf there who taught you the beginnings of Thieves' Cant.
Yes. Sorry.
And closer you're walking to this, the more that you're remembering that. It was so long ago in your past.
This house we're coming up on, Deacon didn't like it. I'm sorry, let me phrase that better. When I was a kid, when we came through here, when Deacon took me from my parents, he made a purpose to not walk close to this house.
So what you're saying is we got to go into that house.
That's not what I'm saying, it's what I'm implying. Yes, heavily.
Well, I'm going to walk towards the house.
Let's not beat about the bush.
I think we should be cautious, though, because anything that gives Deacon room for concern makes me very concerned.
Do we want to scout it out first, or do we want to just knock on the door?
I believe the Lord of the Doors has already made that decision. And I imagine Lazaltan is already like 30 feet ahead of us, just
clonk, 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 clonk. No, sorry, clank, clank, clank.
Yeah,
sound
a little
effect
bit.
In an accent.
It's genuinely one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Listen, I'm not too far ahead of them. I'm just, you know, but like,
yeah.
It's fine.
We are Lord of the Doors.
Damas basically hastens to catch up with you, and Helsif is not like more than a 2 or 3 steps behind him. So you have backup if everyone else wants to hang back.
So there's like a garden outside that's all run down or overgrown.
Yeah. It's overgrown. So it's kind of like, yeah, someone's like grown peas, but they've gone wildly out of control. Someone's clearly grown crab at like cabbages and stuff. And some of them are just really big and you can see the beginning to flower rather than having to harvest. But there is also evidence that some of it has been harvested and has been looked after recently. Little parts of it has still been turned over. So somebody still is here, and yeah, there is smoke coming from the chimney stack.
All I can imagine is as Zoltana and these two big-ass burly half-orcs, or half-orc and orc.
Damas, like, leans down and whispers in Zoltana's direction, like, so what's the play? What do you want us to do here?
Knock on the door and say hi, I guess.
All right. When you start swinging, we got your back.
Don't swing.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
I'm going to go knock on the door.
And Helsif like nods in agreement. She doesn't understand what's being said, and that's very obvious. But she follows along. You walk through the tiny little picket fence and you knock on the door. And then you just hear,
hold a minute, just come in.
And you hear like a lot of movement from inside the room. And the door flies open and you see this kind of very tall, thin man. He's a human. And as he looks at the three of you crowding his doorstep, he takes an involuntary half step back as if he's like,
oh, anything I can do for you fine folks?
Yeah, hi. My name's Altana. Goddess of Bloody Vengeance.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
So, what can a humble woodsman do for the Goddess of Bloody Vengeance, if that is who you are?
Sure. So, the reason I'm coming to your door is because, you ever heard a guy named Deacon?
Well, yes. Okay. Of course. A lovely chap, spends time up at the town.
Oh, so you like him?
I've heard of him. Heard he's a nice man.
You've heard he's a nice guy.
Well, I haven't met him personally.
So, he's not a nice guy. And actually, why we're here, why I'm here is because he seems to be afraid of you.
Afraid of me? Oh, I'm just a woodsman. I love being out here on my own. I'm not much of a threat to anyone. Look, if there's something I can do for you...
Well, I want to know why he's... I wanted to try to figure out why he's afraid of you and see if we can use it to help us. Or if you would help us.
Oh. You want me to help you do what exactly? Oh, your bloody vengeance. Vengeance, I assume.
Yeah.
Well, if you have any questions, I'm happy to... Oh, tell you what, come inside, we can talk, I guess. There's no need for the three of you to stand menacingly on my doorstep. How about you come in?
Oh, you know, it'd probably be less menacing also if I already told you my name. This is Damiz and... Fuck, I forgot the girl's name.
Helsiv.
And Helsim.
Sif.
Sif. What's your name?
Oh, my name. Hang on. I need to patron list this. Hang on. 1 second.
What's
you
that mean?
You are killing me. You're killing me. You have to incite this man. I'm dying.
So I have a theory.
Uh-huh.
He's annoying.
Your theory is he's annoying?
Yep, that's my theory. Dajin didn't want to nuke him because he's close enough to the town. It's just like, I just give this place like a good old 10-minute walk around.
He invites me in. There's like a 2-hour conversation over tea. I just...
Listen, if he's annoying, that's even better.
Every time he talks about his hangnail for like 10 minutes.
Ooh, you're a healer. My name's Wellington. Please, come in. Sit down. I'll make a spot of tea for you.
Beef, Wellington.
I'd like to incite this guy also while I walk in. I'm not very good at it, just to be frank.
You absolutely may. You may incite him all that you wish.
Oh, no, I am good. You're I have a +5 to incite. Why do I never incite anyone? I got
Why do you believe him? He could be lying so much. Oh, I'm just a woodsman out here in the woods.
I didn't believe him.
A humble woodsman. I have absolutely nothing to wear. I'm not even wearing weapons, dear boy. I mean, please. As if I would. Hang on, I need
Dishin,
to find
Oh yes, he's coming over for tea later.
Oh, Dishin, what, oh yes, that's
me. That chap, remarkably handsome man. You don't get a really good read on him. Might be his extremely annoying nature. It might be that, you know, he's consistently moving and not really giving you much proper eye contact. You can't get a solid beat on whether this guy is fucking with you or not.
So how long are we giving them before we storm the house? An hour?
Wait, Damiz went in with her.
I'm not... Yeah.
That may not have...
Like, if... Hmm? If they get in trouble, I'll know. Like, I'll be able to feel it. Okay. So, like, we can just be there. Like, yeah. Unless we just want to storm in after them. I mean, and then we can make sure that they're... But it is a tiny house. It may be a little bit, like, overmuch at the time. And we don't really know whether Zoltana's doing well or not. Maybe Zoltana's fucking nailing. And then I expect that's the case because Zoltana's really good at talking to people. I mean, hey, we have a ghost. At any point, if you guys get the inkling that things are bad, you may storm the house.
Ra's going to go into Tia.
Okay.
And go and see if he can eavesdrop.
No
eaves were dropped in this, I swear. It's very easy. You can just fly into up to one of the windows and just sit on the window ledge and just like listen in. Like the windows are slightly cracked in almost all the places despite the cold of winter coming. But you can do that and listen in, not a problem.
Why don't you sit down? Whatever questions you have, I'm willing to answer best I can. Fire away!
And, like, he begins to bustle around and make tea.
How long have you been living here?
Probably. Well, I'm 37 now, and my mother dropped me off here when I was 8, so about 29 years. Living here mostly on my own since then. Built most of the house myself, renovated a portion. Built the fence out there, kind of. My lower back is beginning to hurt now. Looking after the garden for all these years has put a crick in me back.
So you've been living here because your mom dropped you off here? Like, was she from around here? Or?
Yes. No, I don't think so. I don't remember much from before here. You remember coming from the south where the weather was warmer. But my mother was, here, I would like you to experience the woods. You're a grown boy now. You can start to look after yourself. I'll be back in a few days. And, oh, she never returned. And here I am surviving on my own.
Wow. Well, you know, sounds like you did, you know, if you've got, that sounds like you're doing pretty good for yourself, though.
I know. I'm doing exceptionally well, considering. I made it to 37 years, so that's always a plus. Yeah, a little lonely sometimes. People seem to come and go in my life. They'll be around for a short while, and then off they toddle. And I'll never see them again. And sometimes it makes me sad, but I don't dwell on such things. I'm happy on my own. Here's your tea.
This dude's got a murder basement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This man is definitely a serial killer.
So this, the room that you're in, there appears to be two rooms in this like tiny little house that has been built. And it's obvious when he says he built it himself, you're like, oh yeah, I can see that. Everything is slightly off. Nothing's quite right. You can see that there is a bedroom, which is a complete mess, like in the other room. And the room that you're currently in just has like a really kind of nice, humble looking fire stack, a table with some chairs, basic kitchen stuff. There's lots of things like hung up around the walls. You can see that he's like into leather working. So there's a lot of those tools and a lot of like the kind of hides and stuff on the wall, which he seems to be working on. Yeah.
Oh, I see you're into leather working.
You don't see a murder basement.
So it's a murder cellar.
Yeah. 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 You could look for a murder cellar. You could definitely give this place a once over. So that's a thing.
It's one of the outdoor cellars. There's the fucking double doors you have to swing open.
Storm cellar? Is that the one?
Yeah.
You guys have storm cellars? Yeah. The only reason we use storm cellars in the UK is for our beer at pubs, so.
Okay, yeah, I'll check it out. Oh, God damn it, we don't have the mental connection anymore.
Nope.
No, but you do have your first paladin right next to you. And I am happy to bullshit hand wave that you would have a connection with him that you could use mentally if you wished.
Sure. I'm like, pretend you need to use the bathroom and see if there's like a creepy basement or some shit like that.
You hear like a, sorry. Your bloodiness, Wellingham, is it?
Yes.
Gotta use the bathroom. Gotta.
Oh, outside there's an outhouse. I built that a few years ago.
Damage just gets up and bolts. He's like, fucking out. when he steps outside, the lot of you kind of see like a really faint purplish glow. And then Demi just kind of like puts her hand out. It's like, okay, so Zoltana thinks there may be something a little bit shifty going on and asked Damas to go look for a murder cellar. Okay, that's bad.
I did not say murder cellar. I said creepy basement.
Sorry, look for a creepy basement. Although Damas thinks it might be a murder cellar.
Damas used the word murder cellar.
He is now fucking thirsty.
It's a staple of every orcish home.
Yes. You have your good cellar and your murder cellar.
The good cellar is for the beer.
Why would Dayton be afraid of some human murderer?
I don't know.
There's something more to this person, clearly.
Elise, like, takes a couple of steps forward and is like, maybe he's like a... I mean, there's really old tales. Maybe he's some sort of spirit of the woods. Like... If he's connected to nature somehow and Dayton's not even of our existence, maybe. But that's a wild guess. That's an absolute guess, though.
Like
without seeing him, I couldn't say.
Oh, so like like, I've been thinking about this, like the old tales of like Father of Time, Mother Nature, all that stuff, like an avatar of nature?
Well, yeah, there is a, like Mother of Time currently, if I remember rightly, there is a Father of Nature right now. There is like the various bastions that hold portions of our world together, that they're embodiments of ideas and things. He could be one of those, but I find that unbelievably, it's too big of a coincidence to be right here outside and they're not doing anything to protect our world. That can't be right. There has to be something wrong in what we're seeing, what we're hearing. Nymverna kind of puts her hand on Laffin's shoulders, like, do you think maybe one of us should go?
I think it's a matter of who should go, and we need an invitation in.
We're all still there, remember.
Demi, can you get a message to Demez?
Yeah.
Would you be able to have him, assuming he finishes his inspection of the exterior, perhaps make a way to introduce either myself or Elise so that one of us can ascertain what just... He, like, gestures at everything is just, what?
You see her eyes, like, flash purple.
Did he find a basement?
Yes.
Oh.
There is.
Oh, God.
Something that he is concerned about.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, so we should just go over there. Just a few of us, just go have a look at something.
He found something in the outhouse maybe. That's of concern? Oh, no.
Maybe... I didn't ask about his bathroom habits or thing. It might be kind of weird. So just maybe the three of you should go. I mean, Squash, you can... here. And she puts the finger out on your forehead and you have detect magic again. Okay. So, toodaloo, okay. Off you go. If you need anything, I'm just a very quick teleport away and we'll go in there and we'll blow things to pieces. It's totally, totally fine. Just it might not be so just
be
careful,
fine,
okay? Have fun. And she kind of like walks with you guys. I'm gonna let you guys interrupt when it's about the right time.
So any other questions? I've been here a while. I've not met Daychin. I make children's toys, teddy bears for children in town, hence the skins. I don't know why you'd be scared of a toy maker.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because he's definitely scared of you.
Oh, well, I guess I'm flattered. And utterly flummoxed, of course. I'm afraid I don't really know what else I can offer you.
I'm going to insight as Teo. I want to know whether, because I'm kind of like half in and out of these conversations, we're all being in two places, kind of. Though mostly in Teo.
Yes.
I want to know whether his response to being feared or like called out is like, I want to see if there's anything there. Like,
okay. Yeah.
If
roll
there's
an insight,
any
that's
kind
fine.
Of response to like, oh, someone like is on to me kind of thing. You know what I mean? Or someone knows, ooh, someone, you know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 If he feels like he's been rumbled. Yeah. Gotcha.
His jimmies are rustled.
Natural one. How's that?
Yeah, nice. I have no fucking clue. Fuck. No clue, okay. Whatsoever. The Wellington. That's the name we called him? Wellington? Yes.
Yes.
This is how the horror movies go bad. You just roll bad the whole time and then
Wellington looks across at Zoltana and Halsif and looks back at Zoltana and is like...
So, are you traveling alone? If you're going in for vengeance, you clearly have two followers. Are there more of you, or would I be the fourth in your party?
Yeah, Zoltana looks at him and is like, you wouldn't necessarily be our fourth, but I do have one more follower with me, but he's outside.
Oh, well, I'd love to meet them all. I don't really know what I could offer. I'm a dab hand with a needle and with a bow.
At that point, like, the rest of you have arrived. You can be here, and Damaz is just, like, waiting for you guys. And yeah, he opens the door and pushes it in.
I'm gonna in my mind to Dama say, bring in, if Laffian is here, bring him in. Or can you go get Laffian and bring him in?
Bring in the Laffian.
So as you hear the door open, and like as Damas is about to let all of you through, he kind of pushes Laffian through and closes the door behind him, so the other two of you are just stuck outside.
Yo.
What?
Good evening.
Rude.
Oh, good evening. Hello. Hello, I'm Wellington. Pleasure to meet you.
And he puts his hand out to you.
Pleasure. Shakes his hand. Is it cold and clammy? Do I phase through his hand?
No, I'm not a ghost. How dare you? I've already done that this recording session.
The meta.
Nope. He has.
Oh, no. I'm thinking out loud again.
He has a solid hand. He feels real.
Let me ask you this, V. Are his hands hard and calloused?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Do these feel like working man's hands?
Roll an investigation.
Sure. 32.
These hands are way too soft to be anyone who is vaguely involved with needlework, hunting, being a homecrafter, having built this place. There is no way that this guy has done any physical labor in like the last 10 years.
Hmm.
He's got office hands like me. Oh, my calluses are gone. I'm so sad.
Laughing gives him a firm...
I used to have working hands.
Laughing gives him like a firm handshake and just, oh, you have very wonderful hands. Do you use your own moisturizer? Did you make it yourself? A special blend?
Yes. Yes. You see, I'm growing aloe vera. Dilute it down with a little milk from the animals around here. And, you know, well, my hands are as soft as the day I were born.
Very wonderful.
Do you wish for some? Your hands are a little calloused. Not saying that rough hands are a problem.
Well, I've been traveling quite a while with this troop here. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Did I interrupt anything?
Oh, you know, this is Wellington was just telling us about how he built this house and everything here, and he is really a deft hand with needlepoint.
Oh, very interesting.
We were talking about the chap Daychin, about how he's apparently scared of me, and the four of you are off on a crusade, whatever you call it, to deal with him, and perhaps I could help. But I'm not sure how I could do that.
Orosite.
Yeah, sure.
And there's a reason I was having Laffian brought in.
25.
Because your other option would just hug him.
No. That's how I get a dagger in the heart.
Squash will shoot him.
Don't worry.
Squash is like in the knolls outside, just like with his crossbow. Like, I have the target in my sights. Repeat, have the target in my sights.
I want Squash to look for the murder basement, but I don't have the ability to tell him to do that.
Well, Demi did say that there was a murder cellar / murder basement, so being rudely shut the door upon, the pair of you could go for look for that.
Y'all can take your own initiative.
His aura is a little bit muddy to read. You can see something there. He's not telling 100% of the truth, but he's not really lying either. You can't get a solid read on him.
Wow.
I know exactly what the fuck you've done.
Carry on.
If I might ask, is there any skill set in particular that would terrify Daychin for some reason or another?
Well, frankly, unless I made the most terrifying bear for the children, I don't know how I could possibly have made him scared of me.
How big are the bears?
Oh, you know, bear-shaped. I might have done a couple of bigger bears, special orders.
Had to make sure, you know.
Unless Daychin just doesn't like me. I mean, a lot of people, I understand my personality is eccentric, abrasive, I don't know. So I do have a bow. I could help you if Daychin really is awful, but I've only heard good things about him.
Squash is trying to peek in through windows.
So let me ask you a real question, which is who have you heard about Daychin from?
Oh, just some of the folks passing by, you know, heading to and from the town. If folks just popping in to see about my lovely little house, much like yourselves. I mean, you saw this house and thought I might be worth the risk.
Risk?
Oh, you know, interacting with someone that you don't know in these times, because I mean, struth, another god just died. That's awful, don't you think?
V, can I get an insight? Is he threatening us?
I have another insight to roll.
That sounded like a veiled threat.
Sure did.
You folks can insight squash. Yes, you can peer through, like, you can peer inside in here. It's not a fine. Like, the walls aren't well made, so it's kind of easy for the pair of you to listen in if you wish.
If my character sheet will... There we go.
See, I want to look at him with my magic eyes, my detect magic.
What do you see with your magic eyes?
I see...
I got a 23.
Everything.
But do you see your brand?
Say again, V.
My brand.
It didn't come through.
No, I was about to say something and then y'all were talking about brands. I'm like, I'm letting it go. On a 23, again, he's just difficult to read.
Oh my
God. You just
don't
get a solid beat on him.
I don't believe you, V. I'm gonna insight still, even though it's not gonna work. All right, V.
Well, your natural one insight, you can roll again if you want. Squash is looking at it with magic eyes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a separate insight. This is inciting a separate... aspect about him.
Okay, do it. What are you inciting before I tell Squash about what he may or may not see in this room?
As someone who has gone out and agreed to kill other people on a whim because someone else told him to.
A goddess. Not just like, is a goddess.
But Raul, for one, Raul doesn't know that that was a part of the conversation because he wasn't there for the introduction. I just want to know, because that seems like a thing where might raise a red flag for Raul, because like, why you don't have loyalty to us? Like, Raul had to Bogram, you know what I mean? That's why Raul did those things. Why is he willing to kill someone? Because literally words out of his mouth, everyone else has told me he's a nice guy, but if you want to go kill him, let's go. Like, why?
Do
you
it. Know? Okay, sure. Go right ahead.
Natural 20, 28.
What exactly are you trying to figure out?
If his intent is to help, like he's suggesting when he says, let's go do this.
He has ulterior motives.
Yeah. Okay.
Squash.
Shocker.
What you see before you is an illusion. There is something about his appearance, his aura, something about him is not as people are seeing it. There is an illusion effect. You don't know how much, how big, exactly what it is, but you do know there is an illusion in his general vicinity.
Now, is it an illusion or an allusion? Like, is his entire person, like, just based entirely around, like, I don't know, like, an importance of being earnest or something like that? Like, is that...
It is an illusion. Okay. Calling me out for my shitting.
This is the sickest
no,
of reasons.
No, that was 100%. It wasn't that bad. It was just me making a dumb joke because I rewatched...
I love you.
Fucking... Arrested Development recently, and there was like the thing about like the illusions, but this is an allusion. So like,
all right, I mosey on back to Debbie.
Hi. Wanna fill me in? What's going on? Hi.
The person is being incredibly polite and nice, and is offering to come murder Dayton with them. Apparently, I think.
Great.
I'm interested.
I love it. We should
but
do it.
He has some
Get
kind
it.
Of
more
an illusion.
More people to kill him, the better.
He has some kind of an illusion over him. There's something else going on in there.
Right.
And
right. I should probably tell Damas. Right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're 100% correct.
Okay. Bye bye.
Cross like Moses back to Ral.
Wait, no, I want to come with you. What if there's a problem?
Ross back in his form and tells you as you approach, yeah, he's... I mean, I've killed people before for other people. He's not going to kill anyone for us. He said everyone else told him Dacian was nice. He's not going to kill Dacian for us.
He seems dangerously amicable, as if, like, anything you tell him becomes fact in his mind, like his brain isn't working correctly.
Sorry to step in, mate, but my job is security of bloodiness here. Why have you got an illusion on you? Just want to make sure you're not pretending to be something you're not. Just, you know, I would be doing my job otherwise. And you see Helsiv picking up that there is something wrong, and she puts a hand on one of her, like, reaches back and puts a hand on one of her swords. And he's, Damon's like, no. You just hear them clearly saying that in Orcish. But my point still stands. Wellington, why have you got an illusion on you? What's going on there? And Wellington says,
oh, I wasn't aware that you could detect magic.
Yeah, totally me, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's just a teensy weensy teeny tiny lie. I'm not really a human. I was abandoned by my mother when I was small. I didn't really fit in with the other... Well, do you promise not to smite me with your... Do you promise not to smite me, your bloodiness? I didn't fit in with the other hags of the coven.
Oh!
I make this illusion so they won't go running. I mean, they do, but not because I'm a hag.
So... You want to be completely honest with us now? Or you want to keep lying?
My name really is Wellington. I really have lived here for 29 years. I've lived here alone, and I do indeed make toys for children. I guess Dacian might be afraid of me because I'm a hag with certain magic powers. Nothing like you, your bloodiness, your eminence, your deity, nothing like that, of course. Just natural magics. Maybe he's frightened of that. Do you think that is enough, though?
If I might ask you a question, and I pray you don't take offense at this, but what variety of hag might you be?
I'm a forest hag? I didn't stick around long enough to find out.
I see. Okay. We've met other hags before. I wanted to make sure you're not one of the ones that would...
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't hurt a fly. I don't like that sort of thing. I don't even kill the animals I use for skins. I find ones that are already dead and take what I can. I recycle. I reuse? Whatever the phrase is.
I just teleport their skin off their bodies. I don't kill them.
Yes, no pain whatsoever. How the fuck did you get here?
The whole making toys for children thing...
Yes.
Please don't tell me that you're not one of those hags that they talk about in children's bedtime stories. Like, please tell me you don't have some sort of basement with children strung up or something. Please don't.
No, please don't smite me. I do have a basement, but it isn't filled with children. It's just a basement. I keep my excess wares there. You know, food, water, tools I use for my craft. Nothing untoward, I promise. There's no dead children on my land and no dead adults either, as far as I know. Unless one of you is undead, in which case I stand corrected.
No, only dead on the inside most of the time, but that's besides the point.
Oh. Oh, honey.
And he reaches over and, like, taps you on the shoulder.
I'm sorry. Don't be that way.
If I feel a wart grow on me, we're going to have a problem.
No, that's not my way. I don't do that.
Listen, the last hag I met had a very violent habit of doing things like that. I just...
Well, that's not me. So,
okay.
Dacian, I have a feeling if the goddess of bloody vengeance is involved and the four of you here right now, this might be too involved for me.
Can we talk to the real you first?
We'd rather not.
Transparency for transparency's sake.
Fine.
You see him wave his hand and you see his features shift. He has very long, scraggly hair. His skin is like a really mottled green and yellow colour. You can see his nose has become like more flattened against his face. And you see that he has like kind of bigger teeth than he should. And his hands are a little bit more gnarled. And they do look a little bit more like, yeah, they're a little bit more like workman's hands than his previous. incarnation.
Give you credit, that's a very good illusion.
I do what I can. Little illusion, little alteration keeps me safe from hunters.
I see. So, genuinely, how much do you know about Daechin?
Literally only what I have said before. I've heard of him, of course, but I haven't had any interactions with him. And if you're correct in that he doesn't want to be around me because he fears me for whatever reason, I don't know.
You love nature? You're connected to it?
I have a fair connection to nature. Probably more than my sisters and brothers of the coven. Would you mind awfully if I return to my former illusion? It just makes me...
If it makes you more comfortable, then yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. I just see you staring at my lack of a nose, and I feel... I know you're not really, but I'm just very self-conscious
about it.
Hey,
listen, it's completely okay. We all have things we're self-conscious about. You do what's made... If it, the illusion makes you feel more comfortable, please, by all means.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you see him wave his hands again, and the features like shift and change back into the gentleman that you saw before.
I appreciate you humoring us.
Before we carry on with you two, Raoul and Squash, what are you doing?
Please find the murder basement.
Yeah, they did admit there's a basement, so Squash is going to like search for a way into the basement or any way to peek into the basement from the outside.
Yes. When did you leave the window?
Let's say when they mentioned the basement.
When they mentioned having a basement but not full of children.
Yeah. Squash is just going to check what the fuck they got.
I need you to make an Arcana roll, please.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. You still haven't given me proficiency in that.
Yep, don't deserve it.
Why not?
Even I
haven't. You haven't studied hard enough.
Well, I didn't study, didn't need to study hard enough. Luck came my way and I rolled an 18, so 21.
21. The hand movements he did were not in line with an illusion spell. It wasn't in line with a dispelling spell. Like, he just moved his hands and his features shifted.
Oh, this guy, I swear to God, I'm gonna...
He still had illusion aura about him.
Oh. I don't know this in character, but once Zoltana finds this out, it's going to be really hard for her not to smite this guy.
That's fair.
I understand Zoltana is technically lying because she said that there's only the four of them.
Mm-hmm.
But,
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay, then Squash is about to duck away when the Lucian spell gets dropped, and then, like, he's just staring, just looks at Demi like,
that was bullshit, right? That was no spell.
Wait, what? I didn't see. What did he do?
He didn't do the thing that, like, the articulate wrist motion that you need to do to, like, alter your illusion spell.
Oh, this one? And she moves her wrist.
Exactly that one. They still have an illusion on. They're fucking lying.
Then he's full of shit. Then he's full of shit. Then he's clearly something. Oh, boy. Oh, my God, Demis, isn't there? Okay. We can't go in there until... I mean, we either go in there and we stop beating the shit out of him or we have to find a really convincing way that Zoltana's numbers were not four, they were bigger than that.
Give me 2 minutes. I'm going to see if I can find the basement. Maybe that will give us a hint of what they actually are.
Okay. Well, I can. Okay. All right. Great. You see Demi just walk to the front door and you see her hands are up and ready. Like, she's just like, nah, this dude's about to be toast, man.
Delayed blast fireball.
This has layers.
Is this an ogre?
Like an onion.
There were so many fucking Shrek jokes in that second. Everybody.
We're on the ball today.
All right. So the two of you are going to go check out the murder basement? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. At least Squash is going to search for it. And if Raoul tags along, then Squash is...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Since there's more people inside, he'll spend time out of TO and wander around.
Okay, as you both go around to the doors to the cellar or basement, whatever it may be, murder may not be a part of it. It's locked, but it doesn't take more than a few seconds for you to break lock Squash. Like, this is a nothing lock in comparison. So pops open.
I still have detect magic, so I am keeping an eye out for alarm spells, delayed fireballs, runes, you know.
Yep, absolutely no problems. As you open this and you both go down there. Like, step by step by step, it's cold, it's dank, it's like very, like, you know, if like you're breathing in and it just feels like you're breathing in water because the air is so humid, that's what it feels like down here. And you see in the bottom of this basement, there is nothing in here except one very big rune, which is glowing very slightly red.
Uh-oh.
You fucker. I'm not going to get this lucky with Arcana twice in a row, am I?
Ooh. I hope not. Give it a shot, my friend.
Do I have a book on runes?
Yeah. My intro guide to magic has like sections on runes about it. That's why you weren't quite a big portion of it.
Pop open the book and I'm going to use it as a guide and take a couple of extra seconds to try to understand it.
Okay, you can still roll Arcana.
I was looking for an advantage.
You're looking for an advantage? Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm being benevolent right now. I'm having too much fun to not give you this.
That was a 16.
A 16?
Nobody gave Squoss a fucking bardic inspiration.
Nope. This is clearly a teleportation rune ready to go. Like, this is a teleportation rune right on the edge of being cast.
Is there another way into this basement?
Nope.
Just from the outside.
But it is directly underneath the house above.
I have concerns.
Wait, how close, V? And you're not allowed to say it goes off. You have to answer the question.
Fuck. You've heard of people holding spells?
Oh.
And this is a spell that's being held.
Oh. Could this rune teleport more than just people? Could it possibly teleport the entire goddamn house?
Yes.
You motherfucker, Jesus Christ, what are you plotting? Oh my god.
Nothing you need to be concerned about as we return to the others upstairs.
Where did you see this house, Squash?
just like a fucking self-destruct button with this teleport rune just into the fucking middle of a volcano. Daisy, you walk in here and you and me are gonna learn how to swim in lava.
The sad thing is he probably can.
I could just run along the top of the lava and not give it any shit. back inside the house.
Uh-huh.
So, Daichin, what is he?
What is he?
Have you ever heard of something called... the Blissful Eclipse?
God, that suspense was killing me.
I said it.
It almost killed me.
The Blissful Eclipse.
He's a dick. He's a dick. He's a dick. He's a dick.
Did it? Wait, can you guys not hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we could, but there was a big like gap between, have you heard of the Blissful Eclipse? We're just like, oh my God.
There was a genuine like 5 second wait on our side.
It was amazing.
I haven't per se, unless that's the thing that they worship in the town.
It might just be.
I'm afraid I don't know much about it. Is that what he is? Is a wood spirit? A bizarre unicorn?
I wish it was that simple. Let me put it to you this way. Do you enjoy living?
I do. I very much enjoy existing.
So, Daichin...
right.
Long story short, is trying to make it so that all of existence doesn't.
That sounds pretty...
shitty, yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let me get my bow.
Are you particularly proficient? Well, I mean, you have magic.
I do. But I still like to have the illusion that I'm a man, not a hag. It can help.
Can you, like, enchant the bow? Is that a thing that you're...
Yes, my bow is already... It doesn't matter. I'll be there with you in a jiffy.
And he kind of, like, walks to the back of his room and, like... begins to like mess around in some of the cupboards and you see all these things flying out and he pulls out like a fairly sturdy looking bow. It has like a ribbon tied at the very top of it. And he pulls out a quiver of arrows.
We're all stepping right, well, outside,
meet us,
I guess.
Meet us outside.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside, have that.
Meet me out here. Yeah, bitch.
Get Zoltana goes, get what you need and meet me outside.
I'm basically all packed. After you.
I'm leaving the house.
Damas walks.
Yep.
Damas walks over and opens the door for you. You see Demi standing out there, hands just like ready to like fucking fire everything. She's like, am I? And in the back of your head, Zoltana here. Am I killing a thing or am I just standing here? What are you doing? Zoltana, do I need to disappear right now?
Disappear really quickly. Well, you know you what? If she's like gonna come very... with, if he's going to come with us, goodness. We're going to have to tell him that there's more of us.
Yeah, it's blatantly obvious you've got like a million other NPCs up the road.
Not a million, like half a million.
She just stands there and just puts her hands down, just looks at you a little like confused. But, you know, the lot of you walk out and he kind of like stands on the threshold and he looks at all of you.
So, more and four of you. Oh, and there's
and yeah. You see him like lean over and look up the road a little bit, like
even more of you. You lied to me.
Sorry, yeah, I was a little bit misleading about how many of us there were because I didn't know if I could trust you, and I'm still not 100% sure to be completely honest with you. But if you're coming with us, you got to know that there's a lot of us.
He takes like a step back and puts like a hand on like the doorknob, and he's like.
Do you think they'll be okay with me being what I am?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm quite so comfortable in a group this size. I mean, you clearly don't need someone like me.
We definitely do.
No. No. There's what? 10? 12 of you?
Is there a problem? We're kind of a motley crew. You're not going to stand out that much.
I spend most of my time alone, and this is a really large group. I feel like I might need to step out. Good luck in your adventure.
Introvert, I understand.
Oh, you... No.
No?
Yes.
And he pushes the handle down and he steps back into, like, his house.
Just one thing, then, if you do wish to back out. This is not one of those things where we'll force people to fight.
Of course.
If perchance Station passes by this way and we're nowhere to be seen, whatever it is that you're capable of doing, whatever it is that you do that Station seems horrified of, just go ahead and do it to him. Just whatever you can do, he deserves it tenfold.
I will consider that if you are very unlikely to have been killed.
You see Demi throw her hand forward and you see the illusion drop. And standing before you is a half-elf you know as Station.
Open fire?
Yep.
Open fire?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's start a round of initiative.
Oof.
Ooh, this fucking asshole.
V?
We yeah. need you suck. To destroy that teleport rune.
I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know what you're doing down there. So as soon as initiatives start, Squash, you just hear like a very panicked, oh shit, that's Station, from Demi in the back of your head. Just like as soon as she does like the dispel magic, you hear that instantly at the same time. Okay. All right, folks, let's roll some initiative. Let's do it. I need to figure out how many enemies I have on hand.
What do you mean?
I love Station being like, oh you know, it's just... It's really nice because I always hear Dachin is so nice. I don't know why you guys want to fight him.
All right.
I hate everything about
this. Is he going to use the thing or not?
What?
He's not. That's what I've heard. I've heard very often that he's not going to use the thing.
He's not going to use the thing?
He's yeah. actually really known for not using the thing, yeah. and it would be out of character for him to do the thing.
I've heard that about him a lot.
I think that's a lie. That is a lie. All right. No, he's not going to use the thing. All right. Zoltana, what did you get?
I got a 14, but also I'm just going to assume that Dachin wasn't at all lying about making toys for children. So he's just this fucking evil piece of shit, but like in his spare time, he's just like, I'm going to make bears for children, but I'm going to enchant them with evil that's going to kill the children.
Like, he doesn't actually sleep and he just makes bears. Yeah. all right, Sultana, you got a 14. Ral?
A 9.
Right, okay, cool.
Fastest alive. Fastest half alive.
Okay, Laffian?
18.
Sweet.
No.
And Squash?
8.
You got an 8.
Is that even possible for you?
On the
Squash,
dice.
you were the chosen one. You had to fix the rune. You had to do the thing. Now I go first. And what is wrong going to do with the rune? Wrong can't do this.
I doesn't, do have an inspiration, but
no.
I
doesn't reliable talent work on initiative as well, though?
No, I'm not proficient in initiative rolls.
Oh, it's only if you're proficient in it.
Yeah. And I have an inspiration, but I'm like, do I use that? That feels
weird.
Yeah,
we need to deal with this rune, dude.
Yeah, fine. Okay, so Laffian.
Wait, what?
You're the top, my dude.
What? Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You have two very pissed off, like, you have a lot of pissed off people right around you. And Dacian is just standing there smiling in like, the shitty little house that he apparently made.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let's say the group of you are like 15 feet-ish out, give or take. But you can only get into him one at a time because, you know, the door.
We're 15 feet away.
Yeah, let's say that far. Like, because you guys were walking out and he was following you and then backed up when he realized, like, oh shit, there's a lot of you.
Uh-huh.
He was just going to fucking come out and murder me. And then he's oh fuck, there's more than just Zoltana. These
other basically.
Me? I'm not doing this shit. I'm not doing this shit. I open a fucking portal from us to the rest of the fucking group in the back. Fuck this shit.
Okay.
Fuck this shit. Laughing is just like, no, back up right
portal,
now. Puts a hand out.
I'm
a cube
out,
appears.
And then he leaves. Through the portal. Gone.
The funny thing is, he actually is.
Damn you.
He's what?
Laffian puts the cube down, the teleportation cube, steps through it to the rest of the people and goes, Dachin, portal, now. And just...
Ah!
That's my turn. That's Laffian's turn. He's dropping a portal. Fuck this shit.
And now you gotta roll our initiative for
NPCs.
Everybody else.
Just give me a minute. Oh, yeah. It may not matter, though, but yeah. All right, I'm just going to give it to them on this round, and I'll roll them if Dachin doesn't make it out.
I need backup. Backup!
Yeah, that's totally fine. So that's your move and your action?
I action to do the portal. I step through, I tell them, I step back. Because it's only 5 feet of movement to go in.
All right, yeah, gotcha.
5, 10, so I've got 20 movement left. I move back about 20 feet.
Okay.
No, I don't do that. I stay 10 feet from Zoltana. I want that aura.
So I'm going to make this clear. Damaz and Zoltana, whichever one of the two characters has the higher charisma bonus, you only get one aura of protection. I'm not stacking this shit because there aren't multiple gods here anymore.
Okay.
So mad.
My charisma bonus is 4.
I think he took damage to his charisma. Last time we met, I don't think he ever regained it. Yeah, he took damage to his charisma. He's only at a +2. So you'll have a +4.
So many plots.
Okay, Emil jumps through the portal, throws his hand forward, and you see this yellowish-green fog appear inside the house itself, and you hear Dachin beginning to cough as Emil casts Cloud Kill.
Thank you, Emil. I love you. Good opening gambit. Good opening gambit. I approve.
First, he needs to make a...
How's the ventilation in the basement?
You see this, like, yellowish-greenish, like, fog appear through the floorboards above you. No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm not doing that to you yet.
I just realized I literally just pulled an Avengers Assemble move.
No one can kill Raw, except for Emil.
Oh, I heard that dice roll.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm next, right?
So we're going to do all the random ass NPCs that have been pulled through, and then we'll go back into initiative
gotcha.
Order.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Sorry, I thought you were rolling for Dacian for a minute. I was like, excuse me.
Can someone roll 5d8 for me, please? You guys roll the damage of the shit that we do. That's just going to make more sense.
Sure.
Gotcha. 12.
Fuck, Casey, you're
on
the ball.
Him coughing. He maintains his concentration. All right, good job, Emil. We're proud of you.
The rest of us are scared.
I'm on adrenaline right now. I don't know what you're talking
Claws
about.
Looks so angry as she jumps through the portal and she runs in and she decides to bite at Dacian. Zero fucks given by the poison because she's undead.
Ooh, that's a good point.
She has 18. Oh, she hits. She manages to bite him. Good girl. Fuck yeah. Can someone roll 1d6, please? She's not a big bear, yo.
Damn it.
What do we get?
It's a 2.
Okay, so she does 4 damage.
It's okay, Claws. You tried.
He looks entirely pissed off. Like, his bear just jumped through a portal and bit him.
What is this?
I'm fucking Dacian. Shit, you fuckers are throwing bears at me.
Wait till we blow the bear in a cannon.
Last time you called us boring.
Was boring in this bitch.
True.
I called him
how
the cannon.
How fucking boring is this bear, motherfucker?
Okay. Tuck runs through the portal. You see him put a hand on, kind of like grabbing at like Damez's hand axe, that kind of like waist height. As he goes running forward, puts his weight on it, and goes basically foot first into Dacian. He has to make a con save first because of the cloud kill. Oh, he made it. He's fine. So half that, 6. Neil, you're going to make this sound amazing. I believe in you, my friend. And he attacks Dacian 4 times. Oh my god.
Yeah?
No, that's not right.
Please? What?
So not right. So the first one was a 12 and he got 1 damage.
That's not right.
No. I have to go in and quickly edit his thing. You see 4 of his hits land as he just goes foot, foot, face, face with 2 of his hands and then just kind of like lands and then just stays off to one side so you guys have a okay vision of him. He did take some damage because of poison and Dacian has lost some hit points. Okay, that was Tuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do you have so many fucking NPCs? You guys are the worst. Oh, Nivenna turns up in just like a classic Eldritch Blast. Fuck this.
Classic.
Yeah.
Does she hex him? Is there a hex on that? Is it a hex blast?
Oh, yeah.
If you yes. put fire in the gas, will it explode the house?
I guess we're going to find out on Demi's turn.
You see, as she goes through, you see these orbs of red and black energy just shoot from her hands and hit him both squarely in the chest. You feel rage from her, just right next to you, Zoltana.
Rage only rivaled by my panic.
Elise jumps over. Oh, I need to do some con saves. Hang on. That's 2 legendaries down. Alright. He's fine.
Did you say that's 2 legendaries down?
Yep. So he had to maintain concentration on the spell he's holding. So, because he took damage. Let's roll concentration check.
He took several damages.
He took several sets of damages, which is great if you're trying to interrupt someone who's spellcasting, because eventually they're going to fuck up. Elise jumps through. She lifts her hands, and as she lifts her hands into the air and does a spin, you can see that her waist spins out, And it just, as soon as she holds it very, very still, you hear this very loud shattering sound from inside the room as she casts Shatter.
Your favorite spell.
Yep. He succeeds. I love this spell. He doesn't get knocked back. He saves his throw, but he still takes some damage. I need to start killing some of these motherfuckers. Ranger doesn't hit. The fighter runs in with his sword, lifts it high, and slashes Daichin across the chest. 13 damage. Yep, save on the con. And let's see if that guy saves on con. He does. He only takes half damage, so our resident fighter from the lodge, not looking too shabby. He's all right. All right. Okay. Now all the NPCs have had a go kicking the shit out of stuff. Sultana!
I'm going to do the dumbest fucking thing I possibly can do to stop Daichin from running away, because logically, Zoltana does not know about the rune. But Zoltana does know that Daichin didn't immediately attack them and was playing, so she thinks he freaked out when he saw that there were more than four of them. So I think that Zoltana's thought is that he's going to try to escape so that he can gather forces. Mm-hmm. And to prevent that, Zoltana is going to cast Compelled Duel on him. Because if he fails that, he can't move more than 30 feet away from me.
All right, click it. Let's see if he can get around this on his own.
The problem is that last bit here.
I know, but I only need it to last at least one turn because he's next after me. So as long as he can't move this turn and I can cast it as many times as... Oh, this is so dumb if he wins.
That's fair. That's smart.
What do you get?
He fails, but he uses his large and legendary resistance.
Die,
no!
Bitch.
Fuck you! Wasted my whole fucking action to save to get him to not be able to run away. God damn it, V.
You should go hug him.
Oh boy. Okay, so let me make this straight. Raoul and Squash, where are you?
We're in the basement, apparently, because
on
this all that went down while we were like, yeah.
You're on the steps.
I believe so. We were going
not
down.
Not on the rune. Not in the rune.
Not yet.
No, I...
Great.
Unless you were. I mean, I imagine that we just saw it when all this was... We didn't
Let's
really get a
like
chance
this.
To investigate or anything, huh?
Oh,
Let's
no.
put it like this. As soon as Squash hears it is staging, he turns around to go for the rune.
Oh, no, you guys. It's not a rune to teleport the house. It's a rune to teleport his allies into the fucking house.
I'm waiting for my turn. I have a plan.
Okay. So the people who are in the rune or above it or in basically that nice little circular bullshit of the rune is Tuck, the fighter from the lodge, and Daichin. On Daichin's go, he finishes casting the spell and the three of them disappear.
Dummy.
She throws her hand forward.
Niverna? Question mark?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think Niverna has it. I will check, though. Elise does.
Is it Dispel Magic?
I remember she had that from before.
Counterspell.
Oh, I have Dispel Magic.
They're taking claws. Oh, V.
Oh, no, yeah, they're taking claws.
No, they're
yes!
not, V.
Yes!
Bears are immune.
No, they're not me.
There's a weight limit to teleportation. Claws too thick.
Claws butt too thick.
I like how our Demi Please Use Counterspell has just become screaming Demi rapidly as fuck.
She doesn't make it. Let's see how Elise does.
V, I can't stand this. My anxiety.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just making sure I'm trying to read it correctly and I'm adding the correct numbers to that check. All right, Elise, don't fucking fail us now.
V.
Please. Please. Yes.
I use Rowena's book. On Demi.
Okay. I would not advise it.
No?
No, I would advise it on Elise, if anyone.
Okay.
Let's say Demi did not do well.
Okay. I rescind. Neil, cut that. Fix it and edit.
All right. Elise throws her hand forward and she does like a reverse movement of what Dayton did. Demi does exactly the same. Demi's spell does not connect. Elise's spell does not connect. She's far closer than Demi was.
Okay, book. Laughing pulls out Rowena's book and is like, no, please.
What dice is it?
I don't know.
You wrote it, V.
Oh, she's in D8s. Yeah, but I don't know all the shit I give you guys. I barely remember who these characters are.
This isn't even from my podcast. All the time.
Our podcast.
You know what I mean.
You basically just like, the book! And you smack your hand on top of the book and you just hear this scream, like death metal music going off in kind of on the book right now.
I love it.
But the spell doesn't connect.
No!
That's still not enough. And with that, Dayton, Tuck, Claws, and the range fighter disappear. I'm going to check that What's-Her-Face doesn't have it. I'm pretty sure she doesn't.
Hasn't Laffian followed like a teleport before? Or am I thinking of something completely different?
I
think
you're
thinking of Star
think
Wars
so.
Where they're tracking hyperdrive jumps.
I don't think so. I don't know a lot about Star Wars.
Star Trek, also the other one. Follow the eddy mm-hmm. current wake of the nacelles, or whatever the fuck it is. No, she doesn't have it. Boo. Hmm. All right, y'all out of initiative. The
V.
rune, as you go for it, just disappears.
Zoltana screams.
I have an ability to go back in time 6 seconds.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I want to activate the bow and use my ability, my class ability, Thorn of the Makers, on the rune itself. I want to dispel the rune.
Click it for me. Have you used the crossbow in this manner? You have, haven't you? You have used it in this manner before.
Not exactly this, but I've used it in similar. Here's Thorn of the Makers, and here is Dispel Magic. So that's what I've been sitting on the entire time. It's like, I don't know what the rune does, but I have the opportunity, possibly.
Funnily enough, I'm going to need you to roll.
Roll. Oh, for Dispel Magic.
You have advantage?
Yeah. Yeah, I always expected that. The DC equals to the spell. Make an ability check using your spellcasting modifier, but I do not get...
Which means intellect.
Yep, but I do not get my proficiency.
Yep.
Come on, guys. You've been nice to me today. Keep it up.
Inspiration.
I have an inspiration! Fuck you, V. You don't get
to
steal.
You can only roll once.
What?
You only get to roll once.
I only get one roll on my inspiration?
Yeah!
Okay. Everything's out of the bank. I've used everything. All of my once a day abilities are gone. The roll's 15. I am assuming that held teleportation is above 5th level.
No, straight up teleport on its own is level 7 anyway.
Yep.
You roll back time and you just... Ral? I guess you see Squash run forward and then you blink and it's like, wait, why is he right next to me? I don't understand what I just saw or felt. Maybe just a trick of your mind. And the rune disappears from the front of you.
No! And Squash starts sprinting up the stairs.
Okay.
When is Ral's stalking day?
I believe one day ago.
Can Ral go to the stalking?
Yes.
Okay, I tried to.
Okay, make a persuasion roll. I think that's what we said it was.
Damn it. It's an 8.
Nothing's working today.
Hi, everyone. Ral here. Thank you for listening to the show. How did we not know? Well, you know, If you would like to tell us how you knew the whole time it was Dacian, you can go ahead and tweet at us at TLDpod. I would like to thank patrons Alisa Garzonim, Lost With Two Faces, and Meg and Sharissa for your support of the show. Thank you so much. Sorry if we're mispronouncing, but thank you so much. We really appreciate your support. Another patron I would like to thank is Library Cat for the name Wellington. And also thanks to David for voicing Wellington. Seriously, everyone, thank you so much for your support on Patreon. It means the world to us. You keep the show going. So thank you so much. And we will all see you next episode. Bye.
Hello, friend. What brings you here to Sashi's? Are you looking for some of his delicious sashimi rolls? Oh, you're looking for a story. Well, you've come to just the right place. A few weeks ago, our city was attacked by the Cult of the Deep One, and... Oh, you know this one already? Yes, well, what if I told you the cult was still out there, hiding right beneath our noses, and our fate rested in the hands of four wizard roommates who ditched school to become pirates? Preposterous, I know, but I saw them with my own two eyes. They are the strangest wizards I ever did see. So big and muscular, the lot of them. I heard they stole one of the cult's ships, fight some dinosaurs with their bare hands, and face the horrors of the sea to destroy one of their cursed artifacts. Hey, where are you going? The story has only just begun.
Hi, I'm Mike, the storyteller for Tales of Asperon. If you enjoyed this preview of our second 5th edition real play podcast, The Gilded Lily, check out our website at www.toapodcast.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcatchers. Hope to see you soon.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.